But this practice took me to another level. So I was very aware of being grateful to people. I was not aware of the power of noticing the constant good that I'm getting from God, from the universe, from my surroundings, from my moment to moment, which that is something that changed in my life. And I often say people mistake the fact that they live with pain in with the lack of with this perception that if I'm in pain, I shouldn't be grateful. I can't be grateful. Pain and gratitude can coexist. Loss and gratitude can coexist. Anger and gratitude can coexist. When we learn this, when we see this symphony, this beautiful, beautiful balance between all the emotions that can coexist, we realize that gratitude just makes everything more feasible to get through life. And it makes us notice more of what we do have versus what we don't have.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today is a mental health consultant and podcaster. I've been on her show, and now I'm really happy to have her as a guest. Matena Jacobs, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I remember the first time I came across your podcast years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. And I was so inspired by your podcast, and it's really an honor to be on yours. And one of your the episode that I recorded with you is one of our popular episodes. So this is really an honor. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm so happy to hear that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So let us know a little bit more about you. You have a really fascinating story, and I'm really looking forward to exploring that.
Thank you. So I am 45 years old. I am married, live in New York. I'm a mother of five delicious, amazing children. My youngest is 4 years old. My oldest is 19. So I'm really like, I spread myself through all the ages. And I grew up in Israel in a very Orthodox, Jewish Orthodox family. When I got married, I moved to New York, and I had the classic, perfect upbringing, and everything was great. A good family, good tradition, good education, a good marriage. And about 9 years into my marriage, three kids in, I discovered one day that I'm battling mental illness, and it happened overnight with a panic attack. I went to the hospital many times, thinking that I was dying. And then I noticed, then I discovered through doctors that I was not dying. I was experiencing panic attacks, mental illness, and it escalated to anxiety and depression to a degree that I was not able to sleep, swallow, eat, shower alone, get out of bed. It escalated very fast from being a full functioning, fun, living, vibrant person and mother and friend to being bedridden and not able to even take care of myself, let alone my children. When I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, I started researching healing. And then one of the number one things that came up over and over and over with all the books that I was reading and courses, and I wanted to heal so badly, so, so badly. And I said, I have a commitment to my family and myself. I need to take care of my children. I need to be better. And one of the things that I came across was gratitude. was on every single book, every single practice. And even to a degree that when I finally went to a psychiatrist to be put on medication, I was put on a lot of medication, a lot. And I remember his words, and he said, if you want to truly heal, medication is just going to help you with the side effects and the way you feel, but it's not going to change the way your brain is wired. If you really, really want to change that, you're going to have to change things in the way you live. And that will be exercise, meditation, yoga, and gratitude, mindfulness. And I read the book, The Secret, and that was like the biggest transformation that went off in my brain, that I said, wow, I have a choice. I have my brain that is broken now, that felt broken, and I can rewire my brain. I could do this on my own. I have a choice. I can show up for myself. And that was when I discovered the law of attraction and gratitude. And I just started deep diving into understanding it more and practicing it more. And that's how the story started. And now I'm off medication for almost 9 years, all medication. Wow. which doctors told me that I'll probably never get off my medication because I wasn't so much. I'm off of all my medications. I'm living more alive than I've ever lived before. Literally living alive. I live with gratitude, with an open, grateful heart constantly, no matter what is happening in my life. And I had two more children, and I am feeling so much gratitude to my story and I called it the depths of hell that I went through, because if not for that, I would never have discovered the great power and the gratitude effect that one can have on their life.
That's amazing. And it's so empowering knowing that you're able to change things, and it's up to you, and it's not that you're somehow a victim of circumstances and of certain things that just happened and got you into a situation, but you can change that. That's such a wonderful feeling, and I'm sure that many of us have been there. And for those of you listening that are maybe struggling and maybe in such a situation where you feel trapped and you feel that you're not able to change it, I think what Matana just shared with us is pure inspiration, and I really appreciate the enthusiasm and the emotional value with which you actually shared that with us. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
So let us know a little bit about the period of time. So when did all of these things happen, and what was your journey until today?
So I was 33 years old, about 33 years old, and now I'm 40. So about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, with COVID, I lose track of time. And it took me about 3 months of not eating, not sleeping, in and out of the hospital to realize that I reached rock bottom and to reach out for help. The thing that I think I'm most grateful for today, that I never felt ashamed of my illness. Never. I was very open about it from day one, and I was seeking truth and knowledge about it and help. So I was asking community members. I was asking leaders. I was reading books, courses. I started going to therapy, to my psychiatrist, and I was very religious about showing up for myself. And I always said it to recover from anything takes dedication, time, a lot of hard work, a lot of falling, a lot of tears, and a commitment to saying, I'm not giving up. And after it took me a few years to get off my medication, once I was already doing the brain work, the neuroplasticity, the gratitude practices, the mindfulness living, the yoga, I was going to yoga every single day. Every single day I was on the yoga mat. Every single day I did meditation. I prayed. I lost my relationship with God for a while, and then I came back to God in a much more beautiful way, in a way of love and connection versus fear that I had beforehand. Yeah. And after I started healing, I realized, you know what? It's not only healing for now and changing the way the brain works. And I understood that I can really change my brain with gratitude practices and meditation and exercise and what we eat and who and boundaries and forgiveness. And I went to healers all over the world. I must have spent over $100,000 on my recovery, a lot of money. And people ask me now, what do you think it was that you were able to succeed and others try and don't? And I said, I was committed and I wanted it so badly. I wanted it so badly that I was not going to give it power to not work out. So did it work right away? No, it took time. It took effort. It took years. And it took support, my husband, my family, my friends, my community, my doctors, my healers, myself, showing up for myself was constant, but I needed to want it. And I say this often, that if you don't want it enough, it will be too hard to overcome the obstacles that come along the way with recovery. And the beauty of gratitude and working with gratitude is that it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the energizer to the healing process. And I was just interviewed a few weeks ago, a bunch of times, and the same thing kept on coming over and over and over and again. And I was asked, what do you think is the number one thing that you must have in recovery? And without hesitation, I said gratitude. Without hesitation. And I believe that without a gratitude practice, you don't have enough energy and it's not long lasting, whatever you're going to do, in order to keep, to sustain your mental health or your, and any healing journey or any relationship or any goal, if it's financial, if it's relationship, if it's mental, physical, anything. If you don't have the gratitude practice, you're going to run out of fuel, and it's the fuel to anything you do. So after years of practicing it and incorporating it into my day-to-day life, and now it's my second nature, or maybe it's my first nature. My kids speak gratitude. We speak gratitude. It's part of their language. It's a part of the way they see, the way they exist, the way we talk in our kitchen, in our dining room, and when we shop, when we travel. It's all about noticing the good. And about 2.5-3 years ago, I decided, people were calling me constantly, asking me, how can I heal? Show me, tell me the differences between you and me. Why did you, like, what can I do? And I started my podcast in order to share my journey. And it suddenly opened this whole big universe to myself, because I started interviewing people and understanding more. And I decided that the podcast that I'm going to break the stigma of mental illness will not be a podcast without gratitude. And we have over 60 episodes on only gratitude, because there is no healing without gratitude. So now I'm 45 years old, and my podcast, thank God, was very successful, is very successful. We're starting another podcast soon. And the everyday I live and surviving COVID with gratitude was my potion, was really my potion. And as I said, any stress that comes into my life, and I have a lot of stresses, 5 children, businesses, you know, travel, family, trauma, but gratitude makes everything better to go through. Gratitude makes everything feasible, and it just makes the black and white colorful.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com. Wow. Actually, I was thinking about asking what is your definition of gratitude, but you just answered that, so I appreciate it. And I totally resonate with that. And it's a really wonderful way of defining gratitude, and I can see and feel the fact that it comes from experience and from really living it and seeing it from many points of view and exploring it in its many forms and colors, let's say. I just love what you shared with us, and this idea of recovery and healing and having gratitude as the fuel for that. I've seen this myself in the interviews that I did. Whenever I spoke with therapists or healers, wherever they were on the spectrum, whether they were more like spiritual or emotional or even physical healers or even doctors, they all said the same thing that you just mentioned, the fact that gratitude is key to recovery. And I think that's something so profound that I want us to explore a little bit more, because I'm sure that many of our listeners, I know for sure actually that some of our listeners are on a healing journey from different points of view, whether physical or emotional. And I think this is an important point to take home, how much gratitude can help us in the healing process. And since we're we're talking about this. How do you feel gratitude has helped you in this recovery process?
So I grew up with a father that taught us to be grateful to people. So it was kind of ingrained in us that we need to thank people for their service. If it was the bus driver, the janitor in the school, the teachers, the principals, the parents of our friends, anybody that was any kind of involvement in our life, we had to show gratitude. It was like his MO. There is no way of living without being grateful to humans. This practice took me to another level. So I was very aware of being grateful to people. I was not aware of the power of noticing the constant good that I'm getting from God, from the universe, from my surroundings, from my moment to moment, which that is something that changed in my life. And I often say people mistake the fact that they live with pain with this perception that if I'm in pain, I shouldn't be grateful. I can't be grateful. Pain and gratitude can coexist. Loss and gratitude can coexist. Anger and gratitude can coexist. When we learn this, when we see this symphony, this beautiful, beautiful balance between all the emotions that can coexist, we realize that gratitude just makes everything more feasible to get through life. And it makes us notice more of what we do have versus what we don't have. There's a fabulous book called, I just slipped my mind. A complaint-free world. Mm-hmm. And it's all about living without, like, to notice when you're complaining. If you start noticing, first of all, mindfulness and noticing is the first step of awareness, right? So if we're not aware, we just do things automatically. But when you start noticing when you're complaining, you suddenly notice how your mind is more focused on negative than on positive. And if you mindfully said, okay, every time before I complain, I'm going to think, is this helping me, the complaint, or should I switch it to a gratitude? Now, sometimes we do need a vent. Sometimes we need to be angry. Sometimes we have, as my mentor Tal Ben-Shahar says, we have permission to be human. We need to be human. But the question is, what do we focus on? Are we going to focus on all the negative experiences, or are we going to focus on the positive? Because there is always more positive than negative. Always, 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 always. So what are we going to choose to focus on? Now, they can coexist. The negative and the positive can coexist, but one is going to be more powerful than the other. And that is our choice in our hand. Where do we want to dwell? Where do we want to dwell? So I say to people where they are dealing with anxiety, do you want to give the anxiety the power of all the things that could not work out? Or do you want to give the power to the positive of all the things that could work out? Just like the negative could work out. Nothing happened yet. Its anxiety is about the future. So we can also give our mind what could work out for the positive. And that is when we notice the good, the constant good that is flowing our way, and the constant recognition and being grateful in our heart, then we suddenly attract more and more. We notice more and more and more good. And then naturally, it becomes natural after practicing. It becomes a second nature that you are going to start noticing more and more things to be grateful for, rather more and more things to be resentful, angry, frustrated, and bitter about. And that was my old self. I was a pessimist. I was resentful. I was angry. I just had all these traits. No one knew it from the outside. It was all in the inside. And I believe that my mental illness came from breaking down all these walls that I was suppressing and not showing up to my emotions properly. But when we validate our emotions and then we see, okay, what do I want to do with it now? Give it the recognition, give it the awareness. But then where do I want to dwell? Do I want to dwell in negative or positive? And we know that energy attracts whatever, with our thoughts attract whatever we are going to focus on. So what do we want at the end? What do we want? And if we want more positive, you just have to elevate that frequency of gratitude. The more you focus on gratitude, the more you're going to notice naturally without even being aware of your thoughts anymore, because it's going to be a magnet. And that's what happened to me after years of practicing. It's not even a thought anymore.
Yeah, that's the best place to be in. And that's what we're trying to do here on the podcast, and all of us listening or participating to the gratitude podcast. We're trying to cultivate gratitude as a habit in its many aspects. And one of the things that I love that you shared is the fact that even though you had a type of gratitude practice, it was already a part of you. It was somehow a habit that you were thanking people, and that you were appreciating people because you were educated in such a way. There was still so much more about gratitude that you were able to explore and to experience when you went into it even more. And I love that. And I resonate a lot with that, because it's been similar to my own journey. And I'm always learning new ways of practicing gratitude and applying it into different aspects of my life. And it's a fun journey to think about how you can change yourself and your perception of yourself and of the experiences that you're having through gratitude. And yeah, I think it's such a wonderful example on how we can, even though we have a good baseline for gratitude, we can get even better and experience even more joy and gratitude and happiness by exploring this wonderful idea. And I also wanted to get to a part that I'm really curious about. You mentioned your education, and I remember that back in 2017, episode 38, I had the rabbi speak about his experience with gratitude. And I remember that there is this this prayer, mm-hmm. that we wake up to every morning.
Yeah, exactly. Every morning. Yes. Yeah. Do you want to hear about it?
I know about it, but I'm sure that our listeners who might have not listened to that episode would like to learn more about it. The idea of it, I love so much, because it really gives you a different perspective on life. So yeah, please go ahead. One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year. That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV Hydra Science, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com.
Yeah, so as Jews, or I would say practicing Jews, or even some that are not practicing tradition, we have this prayer. It's a few words that we say every single morning, and I say it's our affirmation, our meditation, and our prayer all at once as soon as we open our eyes. And we say, thank you, Lord, for returning our soul and trusting in us to have to give us back our soul yet another day. And it's starting our morning before we leave the bed, as soon as we open our eyes, as soon, even before, some people do it before they open their eyes, as soon as they wake up. So we have a tradition that when we wake up, we're not allowed to do anything before we wash our hands. It's a spiritual washing, and we wash our hands 6 times, 6 or 8 times on each hand with a vessel, with a cup. And we believe that we get rid of the negative energy from the night, because we believe that we return our soul to God and He gives it back to us in the morning. So we're as if we're reborn. So we wash our hands in the morning, and we're not allowed to do anything before we wash our hands. Nothing. Not touch our eyes, not go to the bathroom, not talk, not eat. The only thing we're allowed to do, the only thing, is to say this one prayer in the morning, this one thank you, this one gratitude, which shows the power of gratitude, that our tradition knew that every day needs to start with an affirmation, with an awareness, with a gratitude of thank you for giving me another day. Even if I have a miserable life, even if I have so much pain, I am still going to be grateful for this breath that I'm taking right now, that God, you entrusted me again another day in this universe. I am grateful for you for this. And you know that we say it with our children from the moment they are born. So I know that I do it with my children. So every day, from the moment they're born, when they wake up in the morning, we say Modeh Ani, this prayer, and it's their language, and they don't wake up without it. And it's a beautiful idea that our day must start with gratitude, and what we start our day with will increase that vibration. And I really believe that that's the reason why we have this prayer, this meditation, this affirmation in the morning, first thing, as soon as we open our eyes.
Yeah, I love it. And I believe that even though we might not be Jews, I'm Orthodox, I think it's so important for us to be open to different practices from different traditions and implement them in our lives, the ones that make sense for us and the ones that we feel we resonate with, because there are great traditions in every part of the world. And one of the things that I wanted to do on the podcast is have people from different religions and different spiritual viewpoints on the podcast, and find those things that are, that we have in common, and that we can speak about, and also explore gratitude from that tradition's perspective. And I think it's something very valuable to learn from different cultures. We have this amazing opportunity right now, nowadays, to speak with people from all over the world and find out how they think, how they do things, what their tradition is. And we can learn and make our life even better by learning from them, and by applying some things that we resonate with. And that's why I wanted to talk with you about this part, because I think it's a wonderful practice. And in my opinion, I don't know if you feel differently, it's something that we can all adopt.
I just want to add to that, that I often say to skeptics that are not sure if gratitude really can change things in our life, and if it's really a key to anything that you search for or yearning for or any goal. I always say there's almost nothing in the world that every religion, every culture, every book on goals agree on. Gratitude is something that every religion, every culture, and every success in any field agrees on. So if you have so many people and thought leaders and society, like different groups that agree on something, don't doubt it. If everyone agrees on it, there must be truth, because usually there's not much that everybody agrees on. So take that one thing that everybody agrees on, and every religion, and every, no matter if you're an agnostic, a God-fearing person, whatever religion you're in, they believe in gratitude.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
That's amazing. And it's exactly what I'm thinking, and what my journey has been, finding out about different traditions and their the way they see things, and the way they see the spiritual life, got me confused at one point. And I was looking for the truth. I was looking for those things that we have in common, that those traditions have in common. And I think that's the truth, you know, because whenever people say that this is white and this is black, or I don't know, things of this nature, it's just confusing, because this tradition says that this thing is good, and this one says that this one is. But like you said, if you find something that's that you can find in different traditions that people can actually agree on, that something positive and helpful for you, well, for me at least, that's the truth. That's
right.
The thing that I need to focus on more, to explore more, to experience more of. And
yeah,
I think that's the most powerful thing that that we can do in our existence, from my point of view.
Yeah, Brené Brown says that she will never talk about joy. She told this to on an interview with Oprah on Super Soul Sunday, I think it was. And she said, "I will never talk about joy without talking about gratitude, because joy cannot exist without gratitude." And she says, joy is something that we all seek, and it's our goal for everything, for our relationships, for our mental, physical, relationships, right? We seek so much in the name of getting to joy, to happiness. And she says, there is no acquiring joy without gratitude.
Definitely. Yeah, and that's very powerful. And this is what we're doing with our work, helping people find and experience more gratitude. And I think that's an important thing that we all need to do, or we can choose to do. We don't need to do anything, basically. But it can make our life much better. And I'm also really curious about something. You've traveled the world. You've been to South Africa, Australia, China, Europe, Italy, Austria,
Israel. I lived in Israel my whole life, almost my whole life. Yes,
I'm really curious if you've seen in all of the places where you've been, if you've seen different things related to gratitude that inspired you or made you think some, or just made an impact on you in those travels.
It's a very interesting question. I think that I saw in all the travels, I've seen people that are more connected to the simplicity of life are living a more grateful, mindful life. I think in Africa, I saw, if I think now, the most naturally inclined, grateful people and happy people were in Africa, where they didn't have much. And they just lived with nature and with what they have, and they were not focusing on the great what they don't have and achieving the unbelievable goals, but they just were and very mindful. And also in Thailand, I saw a lot of that. The more people meditated, the more they were connected. But it was people in different cultures really show their gratitude in a different way. Some show it in singing, some show it in dancing, some show it in prayer, some show it in an act of kindness. So in every culture, it's very different. You know, I just wrote a post about a relationship that sometimes we make an assumption on loved ones or any relationship that they're abusive or mean or not kind because it's not matching what we grew up in our culture, which really it could be just a culture gap. And really maybe in one place, this is how they show kindness. And in the other place, in another place, it's not unfamiliar to them. And when it comes to gratitude, I really believe that there's a different way and each one can practice it and achieve it in a different way, whatever speaks to their soul, whatever speaks to their, what's comfortable for them, what feels home to them. And everybody is entitled to do it in any shape of, and way they want. And I think that it's very different in every culture. And it's interesting, like if you look at Americans and Israelis, like I lived most of my life in Israel, actually at the same amount in both. Now I could say the same amount in both places because I'm living in America for 20 years and almost and 20 something in Israel. And the way people express gratitude and graciousness is very different, very different. And every time I come back, I just came back from Israel yesterday, and I noticed that people are not expressing gratitude like I'm used to. And I was very judgmental. And then I realized, wait, maybe they're grateful in a different way than I am. And maybe that's okay. Why am I judging them that they're not grateful? Maybe they're doing it in a different way.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com. Exactly. I love this thought. It's similar to the actual language. You're lucky enough to speak both languages, mm-hmm. and you're able to understand them both. And right. When we are not attuned to a certain language, a certain way of expressing gratitude, we might not be able to recognize it first. But if we are open enough to look for it and to see things from another point of view, we might find some very interesting things and some very interesting ways of expressing gratitude. I love asking this question. I know that people from around the world are listening to the Gratitude Podcast. I've had guests from around the world, and it's really interesting to see how people do this, how people express their gratitude in different places, because we can learn so much and we can find the way that works best for us. And I think that's something, again, wonderful. By being able to learn from people from all around the world, we can find something that we might not have seen in our culture. Maybe we didn't, it wasn't as easy to choose gratitude and to have a gratitude practice, because we haven't seen or heard of something that really resonated with us. And when we see other perspectives, we can try them out and see whether they resonate with us and they make more sense for us to practice gratitude in that way. So yeah, that's why I love to find out how gratitude is practiced around the world. And yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. It's really important that we are open to this and to finding out new perspectives on gratitude.
I want to add to that one of my mentors in gratitude is Dr. John DeMartini. Have you heard of him?
I've had him on the podcast, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's fabulous. I had him a few times on my podcast, and he's really my mentor. And he wrote the book, The Gratitude Effect, right? And I often add to his list of the gratitude effect so many things that gratitude really has an effect on. One of the things that I found in my own life practice, I grew up very judgmental and very black and white. And the gratitude effect for me was being kinder, less judgmental, and more accepting of others, which is amazing. It softens your heart. And you suddenly realize that it's not black and white. And there are different shapes and sizes, and they're all okay. And they're all okay. So the gratitude effect, one of my biggest gratitude effects was that it softened my heart. And I give more possibility to what is kind and forgiving also others, and not feeling that it was intentional, understanding that it could be a culture gap or a lack of awareness, and living with less anger, resentment, frustration to others is one of the most healing experiences. And I believe that a huge part of my journey of my healing was because I was able to get rid of all those parts, really working on forgiveness from a grateful heart. And that's the gratitude effect. It's amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. And not just the healing that, well, at least I was thinking about the emotional healing, but it actually is healing physically, because a lot of our... Yes. Physical ailments, a lot of our sickness comes from our emotions and from the stress and from all of those things. And when we're able to do what you just mentioned, the healing itself comes much easier. And we just let our body and mind and heart heal. And We're nearing the end of our time together. I feel that we can speak for hours about this topic. And I really love your excitement and your passion about gratitude. It's really refreshing, and it really rubs on you. And I'm sure that our audience feels that too. So since we are at the end of our time together, let our audience know where they can find you online, where they can get in touch with you.
So I think the best thing is my podcast, Hope to Recharge, hopetorecharge.com. And then there's access there to my Instagram and my Facebook. I try to stay off of social media as much as possible and focus my energy on my passion, on my clients, on my children, on my travels. But if you go to hopetorecharge.com, there's a way to get in touch with me and hang out with us, either in our social media group on Hope to Recharge or on my Instagram. And there's emails there also to contact us. But you can just listen to our podcast. It's very interesting and a lot on gratitude there.
All right. Thank you so much for being such a great guest.
Thank you very much for having me. I really, really appreciate your work and your dedication and what you bring to the world of the energy and the world of gratitude.
Thank you so much. Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.